welcome into another edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you as always, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning. And we have a lot to get to because a lot has happened over the course of the last week since we last spoke to you on Panthers Insider, like we do every Saturday morning. Doug Plagans with you, Dan Day on the other side of the glass. Coming up this hour, we will be not only looking back at the week that was. Everything that's happened over the course of the last week is set up tomorrow night's Game 7 in Toronto. That's right. It's going to come down to a Game 7 to settle things in this second round, best of seven Stanley Cup playoff series between the Panthers and their Atlantic Division rivals, the Toronto Maple Leafs. Tomorrow night, 7:30 will be the puck drop time, so you can join us for that one across the Panthers radio network, 7:30 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. We'll be on the air to get you all set up with Panthers preview at 7 o'clock. So that's what's up next for the Panthers. A Game 7 tomorrow, and the Panthers and the Leafs playing for a chance to meet the Carolina Hurricanes in the Eastern Conference Final. For the Panthers, they're hoping to lock down a third straight trip to the Eastern Conference Final. The Leafs, well, they're trying to have their own ideas about that one. They forced this to a Game 7 with a win last night. So we will be talking about the week that was coming up here in just a moment. And then we will get into later on hearing some reaction sound from yesterday. We have some locker room reaction from Tomáš Nosek and Matthew Tkachuk of the Panthers from following last night's game. We also have some reaction from Panthers head coach Paul Maurice for you later on in the hour. And my broadcast partner on the Panthers radio network, Billy Lindsay, will be joining us in segment number two of the program. And Billy's obviously played in some Game 7s. He'll talk about what it feels like, what we can expect for tomorrow night's game, Panthers and Toronto, for all the marbles as far as this second round series is concerned. Folks, a reminder, the playoffs, they're in full force. You want to join the hunt, gear up, get the official Panthers playoff merchandise, get your playoff tees, caps, hoodies, and more. FLATeamShop.com is where to go to purchase. That is FLATeamShop.com. Get all the latest Panthers playoff merchandise. Folks, another note, a limited number of territory memberships were just released for next season. Act now to become a season ticket territory member today. Members receive exclusive access, unparalleled savings, and memorable experiences that last all season long. Go to floridapanthers.com/memberships or call 954-835-PUCK and select option one to lock in your membership. So we get you set for the Panthers and the Leafs Game 7 tomorrow night, but I guess the roundabout way of doing that is going back through the week that it was. You can officially call this second round series a seesaw battle, a back and forth battle between the Panthers and the Toronto Maple Leafs. You want to go all the way back in time, and we'll have some highlights for you coming up in just a moment from games 4, 5, and 6 of the series. But you remember back to the start of the series, the Leafs won games 1 and 2 in Toronto. It was a 5-4 win for Toronto in game 1, a 4-3 win for the Leafs in game 2. The series shifted back to Sunrise for game 3, which was just a little over a week ago. It would have been 1 week and 1 day ago, week ago yesterday. And the Panthers turned the series around, got an overtime win. And that one was a back-and-forth game. You remember the Panthers were down 2-0 in the series. They were down 2-0 in game 3, came back. Brad Marchand, the overtime winner, and all of a sudden we had an entirely different series on our hands. Getting to our first set of highlights, it was a week ago tomorrow. It would have been game 4 of this second round series. The Panthers were able to tie up the series with a victory. And, well, here's how that Game 4 victory by a 2-0 score sounded from just under 1 week ago. Here are the highlights from Game 4, a Panthers win, as they aired on the Panthers Radio Network presented by Baptist Health.
Nyes, who skates up towards center, plays one in. Nico Mikkola racing back for it. Nyes in there against him. Mikkola played it up the far boards. Marner took it away. McCabe out at the left point for Toronto. Backdoor pass, Matthews in close. Shot! Oh, what a glove save! Made by Bobrovsky to stop Matthews in close. biggest chance Matthews has had in the series, maybe. And Sergei Bobrovsky, he comes to the rescue there to keep this game scoreless with 6:45 left in the opening frame. Off the faceoff, Panthers have it. It's a 5-on-3 that turns to a 5-on-4. Jones, the shot fought off by Wall. So now 1:53 in the power play. Backdoor, and they score! And it's Carter Verhaeghe on the power play! And the Panthers lead 1-0. Tavares to Nylander, and then he'll bring it off to the near boards. A pass straight on off Tavares, off Ekblad, and then the puck goes down to our left. Sam Bennett there to the far circle. Bennett walks in front, makes a move, and he scores! Sam Bennett gives the Panthers a 2-0 lead with 7:50 to play here in the third. Playoff Sam doubles the Panthers' lead. The Panthers top the Leafs 2-0, a 22-save shutout for Sergei Bobrovsky. This series is tied 2 games apiece going back to Toronto for Wednesday night's Game 5.
And Game 5 would be all Panthers. That, of course, the Game 4 shutout for Sergei Bobrovsky. The Panthers just needed a couple and got that one done. Interestingly enough, you look at the 3 Panthers wins in this series and all feel pretty different. We'll talk about that with Bill Lindsay coming up next segment. But you had the come-from-behind overtime win in Game 3. You had the defensively locked down Game number 4 when the Panthers won 2-0. Then the Panthers went to Toronto for Game 5, and it was a 6-1 rout. Panthers over the Maple Leafs in that one. It was all Panthers. There were some chances for the Leafs early in the game, specifically a William Nylander breakaway that Sergei Bobrovsky stopped. There was also a point-blank chance for Simone Benoit. He came up empty. The Panthers were able to get through that first period with a 1-0 lead, and by the end of the game, the folks were heading to the exits pretty early because the Panthers were in front comfortably by the third period. A 6-1 Panthers win over Toronto back in Game 5 on Wednesday night, and here's how that offensive outburst sounded from Game 5 Wednesday night as they aired on the Panthers Radio Network presented by Baptist Health.
Jesper Boqvist left side, cruising in left, circle a shot, save made, Wall, rebound out to the slot, Reinhardt a try, then a rebound from Boqvist as well, and Wall able to weather the storm there, a couple of big saves for the Leafs goaltender, a turnover, Matthews gave it to Barkov, out in front, Boqvist looking for Reinhardt, Ekblad a shot, and he scores! Top shelf, Aaron Ekblad, and the Panthers take a 1-0 lead with 5:22 to play here in the first. Verhaeghe to the far circle, lost it, got it back to Bennett, back out front to the near boards, Tkachuk, out to the line for Nate Schmidt, across, one-timer, Kulikov deflects, and he scores! 13:52 to go in the second, the Panthers have doubled their lead, it's 2-0, Dmitry Kulikov, a one-timer from the right point, that one changed course on the way, and the Panthers have a 2-0 lead! Marner as it near side, backhand through center, Forsling intercepts, back in for Reinhardt, right circle, out front, and they score, and it's Jesper Boqvist on the back door. What a setup, Reinhardt to Boqvist, 9:53 to go in the second, and the Panthers have opened up a 3-0 lead here in Toronto. And here's Nico Mikkola on the end wall. He'll have it deep in the offensive end to Lundell. He's shouldered there by Tanev. And Chris Tanev over on that far side. It's chopped away by Luostarin and Lundell. Then a drive. Mikkola, and he scores! Nico Mikkola! A rocket of a slapper beats Joe Wall. And the Panthers take a 4-0 lead. Here's a long shot. Oh, there's the far point in front. Yep. They score, and it's A.J. Greer. It hit a Maple Leaf, bounce right to Greer. He jams it home, and the Panthers take a 5-0 lead. Off the face up front, a shot, Bennett, and he scores! A power play goal! Sam Bennett wastes no time! A wrister past the glove hand of Matt Murray, and the Panthers take a 6-0 lead here in Game 5. 5 seconds to go, Schmidt plays it behind the net, Gadjevich there to the far corner, the final seconds tick away, and the Panthers take Game 5, 6-1 here in Toronto. The Panthers take now a 3-2 lead in the series.
And we did have some extracurriculars after the final horn sounded in Game 5, but it was a Panthers victory, and they won by a significant margin. 6-1 was the final score. 6 different goal scorers for the Panthers. And then a lot was made of a statistic that went around afterward. The Panthers were the first team since the 1993 Los Angeles Kings to have 17 different goal scorers through their first 10 games in a playoff year. So the goal scoring, it's been spread out, the production coming from all over the place, and the Panthers led the series 3-2 after that Game 5 win in Toronto. The series shifted back to Sunrise for last night. So that takes us to the most recent Panthers action. And, well, you're all big Panthers fans. You know what happened. This has been a back-and-forth series. The highlights from a night ago, it was Toronto responding last night with a win to force a Game 7 back north of the border tomorrow. Here are the highlights from the Game 6 Panthers loss to the Leafs from last night as they aired on the Panthers Radio Network.
Now the Leafs charge in. Here's Matthews left. Sergio Ishotti scores. Snuck down low past Bobrovsky. It's 1-0 Toronto with 13:40 left in the third. And Austin Matthews breaks out of a slump with a shot from the left circle that got down low past Bobrovsky. It took a long time, but the first goal in this game's been scored, and it goes for the Leafs. Nate Schmidt into the offensive end for the Panthers left side. Puts one toward the net wide. Over on the far boards, Max Domi. He's able to get it out. Bobby McMahon speed up the left side for Toronto to the net. Tipped on goal, and they scored. It's Pacioretty. 2-0 Leafs with 5:43 to play. Marner gets it out. Holmberg in against Jones. Pass straight on. Jones to Tkachuk to Marchand. Into the offensive end he goes. He was blasted by Benoit. The Panthers keep possession. Reinhardt a shot. That's blocked. And Holmberg with it. He will slide one out of the zone. And that'll take us to the final seconds here. Seth Jones drives one down to our left. It's picked up and punched to the neutral zone by Carlo. And the final horn sounds. 2-0 Toronto over the Panthers is a final here in Game 6. And the Leafs have forced a Game 7 in Toronto on Sunday. A Game 7 will be required to settle this second round series between the Panthers and Toronto. It's a 2-0 Leafs victory here this evening and a 21-save shutout for the goaltender Joe Woll on the Toronto side.
So you look back at that game last night, and we're going to talk a lot about it coming up next segment, but coming off the way that Game 5 went, it was all Panthers. The Toronto Maple Leafs, they came out, and both teams played well. That could have gone either way last night, but Toronto came out early on with a purpose, and you could tell that they were not going to let what happened in Game 5 affect them. They put that behind them. They played as locked down a defensive game as I've seen that version of the Toronto Maple Leafs play. The Panthers had some chances, but Joe Woll made the saves when he needed to. And, well, there's going to be a Game 7 tomorrow night north of the 49th up in Toronto. So that's coming up tomorrow evening. 7:30 will be the drop of the puck. 7 o'clock, we will hit the air with Panthers preview. Now, a couple of notes before we get to the post-game reaction sound, just to tell you where you can find all tomorrow's action. Tomorrow night, if you're tuned in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, our flagship home, 560 WQAM, you can find us there. So 560 WQAM in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, Real Radio 92.1 in the Palm Beaches, Real Radio 101.7 FM up in the Treasure Coast region, down in the Florida Keys, 100.3 FM Thunder Country. You can find us there. If you're a SiriusXM subscriber, channel 931 on your SiriusXM app and streaming platforms. That app and streaming platform has a great pause play feature. A lot of them do. We'll tell you why that's important here in just a moment. 931 on your SiriusXM app and streaming platforms. Also on the free Panthers app, hit that radio button in the top right corner and you'll get our broadcast live each and every game. So lots of different ways to consume tomorrow night's action. If you want to sync us up, Bill Lindsay and I will have the call. Kevin Rogers will be back in the studio. If you want to sync us up with the national TV broadcast, you can pause your TV at a whistle. Press play on your TV when you hear that same whistle on the app, the radio, online, wherever you're tuned in, and you'll have it all synced up. So pause your TV at a whistle. Press play on your TV when you hear that same whistle on our radio broadcast. Whether you're listening on the radio, the app, online, you'll have it all synced up. So lots of different ways to consume tomorrow night's action, and we'd love to have you aboard in one way, shape, or form for tomorrow night's game. 7:30 face-off, 7 o'clock Panthers preview, live from Toronto, the Panthers and the Leafs, Game 7 in the second-round series coming up tomorrow evening. Well, let's get to some post-game reaction sound from last night, straight from the Panthers' dressing room after the lost to Toronto a night ago in Game 6, a game that has forced Game 7. Here's Tomáš Nosek of the Panthers speaking immediately afterward to the media in the dressing room with thoughts on last night's game.
Yeah, like you said, both teams played pretty well defensively, and there was not a lot of time and space out there. And we just got to learn from it and move on and reset and recover and get ready for the next one.
On that next one, is it a big Game 7? Just how much can that kind of invigorate this group, just the do-or-die mode of it?
Yeah, I mean, this group has been through a lot these last couple of years, and they've been great to us new guys and mentally and stuff. So it's just recover, reset, and learn from this one and go to Toronto and win a hockey game.
Tomáš Nosek of the Panthers immediately following last night's 2-0 Game 6 loss to the Leafs. And here is Matthew Tkachuk as well, speaking to the media immediately following last night's 2-0 loss.
Yeah, I mean, you guys saw it. They took care of one on our home ice, and they played really well. And they did what they did earlier in the series, the blocking shots. And, I think that if you... Yeah, some, going in the third, we had a good push in the second and for it to be an even game, and then they get one, halfway through the third. And then after that, they played really well once they got the lead there. So back to the drawing board, I guess. And at the end of the day, I mean, we were down 2-0 in this series. So we would have loved the Game 7 and this opportunity. So, we're not going to sit here and pout about it. It's an opportunity to make a name for ourselves again. And we enjoy these games and we enjoy these moments, and hopefully we're going to be ready to go.
Matthew, on that, you guys have had some big Game 7s here the last couple of years. What kind of does that do for your confidence heading into a big Game 7 again on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, like we've said all along, it's you gain experience throughout the runs and the years, and it seems like we always play in a big Game 7 every year, so maybe this is that game.
Matthew, what made their penalty kill so difficult?
Yeah, their penalty kill was really good. They were blocking shots. Our power play has to be a lot better, and that's mainly on us five that started and played the majority of it. We're just pretty slow making plays and not making them when they're there, and just some decisions that we and some plays that we don't normally make. So just gotta get back to the basics of our game, and simple's better for us, and that's including the power play.
What do you guys have to do to kind of get to the interior and get past all those bodies in front of the net?
Yeah, I mean, I think we got to start looking for more sticks instead of trying to, we've got some great scores and some great shooters in here, but they got some great defense and obviously a great goalie right now. So not many times in this part of the season are you going to beat guys clean from the outside. You got to get traffic in front, but I think we got to start looking for more sticks and looking for more indirects and some plays around the net, but we got to be there for that to happen. So got to get more guys at the net.
Matthew Tkachuk of the Panthers last night in the dressing room speaking to the media following the 2-0 loss in Game 6 to Toronto. So it sets up a Game 7, 7:30 tomorrow in Toronto, 7 o'clock. We're on the air with Panthers preview. Catch every Cats playoff game at the Baptist Health Iceplex in downtown Fort Lauderdale. You can watch and skate, enjoy food and drinks at the Federal, and shop at Pantherland, powered by FLA Team Shop. Go to BaptistHealthIceplex.com. to sign up to skate today. That's the watch party for every game at the Baptist Health Iceplex. Check it out tomorrow night. So, folks, with that, we have a Game 7 tomorrow, 7:30 in Toronto, 7 o'clock, Panthers preview on the radio network. Coming up next segment, my broadcast partner on the Panthers radio network, Billy Lindsay, will be joining us. We'll talk about the week that was. We'll talk about last night's game. We'll look ahead to Game 7. We'll talk about some of his Game 7 experience. Lots to get to coming up with Billy on the other side. Just getting started here for Dan Day on the other side of the glass. I'm Doug Plagans. This is Panthers Insider right here on the Florida Panthers radio network, presented by Baptist Health.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans with you talking all things Florida Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning as always. And we come to you on the Saturday between Game 6 and Game 7 of this second round series between the Panthers and the Toronto Maple Leafs. Last night it was Toronto 2-0 over the Panthers at Amerant Bank Arena, and with that the Maple Leafs force Game 7 in this second round series. Obviously a situation this Panthers team has been in before. A game seven coming up, and it's going to be in Toronto, so the Panthers are going to have to come up with some road game seven heroics. But well, the Panthers tripped up by Toronto last night, and joining me now to talk about last night's game, to talk about what lies ahead now tomorrow night. Obviously, a Game 7 win. The winner of this game is going to head into the Eastern Conference Final to take on the Carolina Hurricanes, who've already punched their ticket. They're waiting in the clubhouse, if you will, for whoever's going to come out of this Panthers-Leafs series. My broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay, kind enough to stop by here this morning on Panthers Insider to help us recap and sort through all of it. So I guess the first things first, Billy, before we get into looking at tomorrow, last night's game, 2-0, Toronto wins it. You kind of had the feeling coming out early that it was going to be a tight one, that goal scoring was going to come at a premium. That wound up being the case, and it was Austin Matthews, who's been under the microscope and had been in a scoring slump, certainly by his standards, who came up with the eventual game-winning goal. 13:40, I believe, left in the third period. He was able to break through to get the game's first goal. That wound up being all Toronto would need. They did add an insurance marker from Max Pacioretty, but your overall takeaways last night as Toronto rebounded from a game five in which the Panthers absolutely throttled them in their home building, and it got ugly there in Toronto. The Leafs were able to put together a really fundamentally sound road game to get a game six win.
Yeah, it was, and the chances, it was grinded out last night, and it was a battle. And the question around the Maple Leafs has always been, can they win down in the trenches? They know they have the speed and the skill to kind of beat you off the rush, and Craig Berube wanted to do a lot with this Maple Leaf team, like Paul Maurice, turn it into more of a dump and chase where you have that ability to grind, and you're going against the team that did it last year, one of the best in the business. And up to this point, especially after the tables turned in game number three, that question for the Leafs was no. They couldn't handle it. The Panthers overwhelmed them with the forechecking pressure, the 50-50 puck battles. It was the Panthers, and they won three straight games in a row. And then they come here into Sunrise with everything riding on it to keep their season alive, and they were able to flip the script. And a lot of that started, Matthews scored the game-winning goal, but they were noticeable right from the drop of the puck, that line. And defensively, you look at the scoring chances, not much at all for the Panthers. I believe six total for the game and hardly any from the slot. There were not a lot of shot volume from the Maple Leafs. The ones they got, there was some quality there, and it ends up in that third period on a turnover that ends up being the game-winning goal on the sniper by Matthews. Just one mistake, just like that, and they have that kind of capability. Do star players to make you count, to make you pay. We saw that from the Panthers doing that to the Leafs. Now you get to a game seven. I thought it was hard fought. Maple Leafs deserve a ton of credit to come in here and to do that. Now it's all off. Now all bets are off. The Leafs have shown they can do that. Can they do it two games in a row? Can the Panthers be better than they were tonight with a little bit more energy? Can they get to the scoring areas? There is a lot of questions that lie around Game 7, but what's most important is what the Panthers did last year in Game 7 against Edmonton, a couple of years back against Boston. They've been in this scenario before, and you have to go out there and give everything that you can and just see where it takes you.
My broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay, kind enough to stop by here on Panthers Insider. 7:30 tomorrow is the puck drop time for Game 7, and we'll have you covered across the Panthers Radio Network. 7 o'clock leading up to the 7:30 face-off. And again, 560 WQAM, Miami-Dade and Broward Counties, Real Radio 92.1, 1230 The Gambler, the Palm Beaches, Real Radio 101.7 on the Treasure Coast, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys, all your places to listen, 931 on your SiriusXM app and streaming platforms. The Panthers app, hit that radio button top right corner, and you can sync us up to the national TV broadcast by pausing your TV at a whistle and pressing play on your TV when you hear that same whistle on the radio network. Billy, a few things I want to get to off of what you just mentioned. One thing we talked about in the Cats recap show last night as we were putting a bow on last night's game and looking ahead to game seven for Toronto, do you think that getting on, I know the Panthers are a great team at home and they love playing at home, but do you think for Toronto trying to win, to force their season along, trying to prolong their season, was getting out of the Toronto pressure cooker maybe beneficial for them a night ago?
Yeah, it can help. All that noise around you, you're able to solidify as a group. It's just us here, boys. It's just our team. It's in that locker room. Craig Berube, I'm sure the message is to his team here. You guys got a game to prove yourself, and then you're going to have another if you don't. What we built all year to kind of get to this point, let's go out and do it. Let's execute. And rallying cries, leadership, where is it going to come from? Is it going to come from Austin Matthews, your big guns? Are you going to be able to do it? Let's go out there and let's answer it. And you're away from the Toronto noise where everyone just counted you out. They're burying you up there in Toronto. And I was kind of weary coming into this game just because of that fact that no matter what, you're a professional athlete and you get this far, you no matter what people say about you, you want to win.
You're never going
to
lay down.
No, you're never going to lay down in that type of scenario. So to get up there to bond as a group and just be on your own, not have any kind of that outside noise and just focus on the game. And they were focused. And I'd also say that it's tough. This would have been a reverse sweep in a way after winning the first couple of games. To go out and sweep a team of the Maple Leafs caliber four games in a row, that's hard to do. And you got the three wins in a row to get up 3-2. Now it's switched back. They win one. It's really, really hard to beat good teams consecutively along the line. And that's what shapes out probably what it should be as we look through the course of this series. Should end up being in seven games. And it's going to be fun going up there. We're going to be in the center of the universe. The Panthers around it. All the noise is now going to flip back from the Leafs side. What you're talking about, negative noise, is all of a sudden going to be heaped on positive noise that they're going to start to hear in accolades. It'll go the other way depending on however that game out of game seven outcome is. But with Matthews scoring the big goal, the way they played tonight, now everything in Toronto just went from just being the worst thing that ever happened and just my dog died at Christmas type scenario that, okay, I just got a Lamborghini for Christmas and everyone, let's go out and drive it. So it's the mood swings and everything that can happen in the playoffs are just wild. Tamper it down. Same thing on the Panther side. Tamper it down. You got to focus. Get ready for one game.
And a couple things on that, because, Billy, looking at the way this series played out, the Panthers won a wild game 3 in overtime where you had pucks bouncing off everything. I think pucks even went off you and me during that game into the net. But you had pucks bouncing off everything going into the net. The Panthers were able to get one, get back into the series after going down 2-0 early on in the series. And then the Panthers won a very defensive-minded 2-0 game in Game 4. And then they went up to Toronto and boat raced the Leafs 6-1 in Game 5. So the Panthers, three wins, all three very different-looking wins based on the final scores in this series. And then you have Toronto locking things down in Game 6 to the tune of a 2-0 win. But if you look at it, in those three wins for the Panthers, when they do get things going their way, what was the biggest maybe underlying theme? Was there something you could point to that was a commonality between three very different-looking games that the Panthers are going to need to carry into this Game 7 coming up tomorrow night?
Sustained pressure on the forecheck. You really set the tone with the forecheck in the opening periods, especially in the comeback. So once that comeback game flips, all of a sudden you're back to Panthers style. You're taking away the speed. You're creating turnovers. A lot of time in the offensive zone. Last night, that didn't happen. Not a lot of time in the offensive zone. A lot of ping-ponging back and forth. And you were off. I don't believe that last night was the Panthers' highest level. And when it's not quite the highest level, the Leafs can do that, and they showed that they were able to do that style very effectively. So you got to get back there, and it has to be ramped up a notch. There has to be a little extra. You saw the extra urgency on the side of the Leafs. That has to get back into your game. When you were down 3-1 in a game, in a series, now you got rolling. You were cooking everywhere. Don't let that dishearten you. Get fresh legs and say to everyone, okay, maybe the legs weren't quite where we needed to be. The energy, the spark got a little comfortable. I'd expect the Panthers to come out, and if you can play that style that we've seen and turn the tables like the Leafs did yesterday against the Panthers, then you're going to have a really, really fabulous chance to win that game. It's playing your best at the right time, and it's hard. They played their best for about six, seven, eight periods of hockey. We saw the Panthers' best, and then last night was very average by their standards. So you got one game to get back to your best hockey, and I believe personally the Panthers' best is still better than the Maple Leafs' best, but off a beat, it's not.
Now, Billy, looking at this Panthers group going into Game 7, a lot of these guys have played Game 7s. A lot of these guys were in a Stanley Cup Final Game 7 back on June 24th. You played in Game 7s. Once you've done it once, how much is that experience to going back and playing another Game 7?
It's comfortable. You're knowing it, but you're still... If anyone tells you they're not nervous, they're lying. They're absolutely lying. The nerves are there. It's palpable. Even when you step on the ice, the nerves that you don't normally feel, I would equate it to going into overtime in the playoffs, but overtime is right from when you drop the puck. It has that same sort of feeling. When I got into overtimes in the playoffs, there were nerves there, but good nerves. I would say embrace it and just kind of let it flow from there. So being able there, and you talk about it in other sports, I guess let's go to a single sport like golf, where they talk about nerves on a short putt or having to been there and having done that. Well, the more that you get put into that situation or any kind, into that environment, you start to feel more and more comfortable. You understand every time that you go through it how to prepare for it. So the more that you've been there, I firmly believe the more that you can handle it. It evolves to all sports. There is a real thing about said there, being there, done that.
So the Panthers and the Leafs, a Game 7 tomorrow night, 7:30 in Toronto. That'll be the big game for all the marbles here in this second round series. The winner will go on to take on the Carolina Hurricanes in the Eastern Conference Final. The Panthers trying to get to the Eastern Conference Final for a third straight year. Toronto trying to prevent the Panthers from being able to accomplish that. And they're trying to come back and get themselves to an Eastern Conference Final. So, again, big game to say the least coming up tomorrow. It's the Panthers and the Toronto Maple Leafs, 7:30 face-off, 7 o'clock. We're on the air with Panthers preview, so you don't want to miss any of the action. And Billy, you touched on it a little bit there a moment ago, just about the general feeling of a Game 7, but it's, you mentioned that it's kind of like overtime all the way through. I was going to ask you if you could, for somebody who's never been in that situation, for the folks tuned in who've never been in that situation, stepping onto the ice. I know you've mentioned it before, when you step on the ice in the playoffs, you feel like the first time you did, you felt like your skates never actually touched the ice, yeah. Like you were just flying around out there. Game 7, is it that times 10?
Yeah, it's basically that times 10. I can take you back into the Game 7s that I played, most notably that one in Pittsburgh on the road that we were able to win. After it's all done, I can remember almost the beads of sweat that were on the bench. I can recall almost every shift of that game, everything that kind of plays out. So yeah, you're floating with all this energy, but it's also, you'll watch that game, you'll be amazed at how short the shifts are. You'll get out there for 30, 40 seconds because there's this extra ramped up kind of intensity that I got 30 seconds to go out and prove myself, and then that's it. I got to get off the ice. Let's let the next guy go out there and do it and rally around it. Trust in your teammates. Trust in the guy beside you. And you can look by the guy beside you and say, okay, let's go do our jobs. Let's handle it. And it's really hard to describe and put in words, but it is what you've dreamed of your whole time as an athlete. This is why you played the sport. You never road hockey growing up. It was never game six to win the road hockey game. It was always game seven, scoring the overtime. That's what you replayed your whole life. And when you finally get to live it and you've been through it before, I get to play another game seven road hockey. You know, it's just that kind of feeling. This is why you live and breathe as an athlete, to be put in these situations.
And Billy, a couple more before we let you get going here, but we mentioned the winner of this game is going to get a trip to the Eastern Conference Final to take on the Carolina Hurricanes. And I know there's a big Game 7 tomorrow. Lots got to happen, but the winner's going to take on Carolina. And for the folks out there tuned in who've just been following along with the Stanley Cup playoffs, just watching everything unfold, what the Canes have been able to do is pretty impressive. And that's the potential opponent that would be on the horizon for either of these teams, whoever is able to prevail in Game 7. I guess the summary here, what you've noticed, what's allowed Rod Brindamore's group to just keep plugging away and keep their system of Carolina Hurricanes hockey cruising along to the tune of another trip to the conference final?
Well, one that didn't really look like they had a breakout guy. That's why they go get Rantanen. But the Rantanen deal doesn't work out. You get Stankoven back from Dallas. That's a really good fit. You get Taylor Hall in the deal from Chicago as well. Taylor Hall's fit in really nice. And you get a couple of picks. Jankowski that's there that's played when he's played okay. So you get players back that's able to fill that hole. That's one thing that they play their style. And you go through their lineup, it's 1, 2, 3, 4 deep. They don't overextend anyone, and that allows them to really play with that kind of pressure that they want. It's different than a lot of the similarities with the Panthers, but less physicality and done more with the sticks, with their pressure and stick positioning and everything. But it's shot volume, rebounds. But Brindamore and that coach, how they were able to get out of that Rantanen situation and the whole debacle and just figure it out, just shows you what Rod Brindamore is about, is the way he played the game. That he showed up, and any day that ends in Y, I'm going to come to the rink and play hard. Well, that's the Carolina Hurricanes. Every day that ends up in Y, they seem to play that Rod Brindamore style. And leaving Rantanen, the one player that has been able to stand out and maybe can be a game breaker on the other side has been Svechnikov these playoffs. He's got 8 goals. That's always who's the breakout guy? Who can score the big goals at the right time? Through the first couple of rounds, it's been Svechnikov. They've had a guy raise his game and scored goals at an elite level. So there's the difference for the Hurricanes.
Yeah, that would be the next round opponent. The Carolina Hurricanes have already punched their ticket, and they're the team waiting in the clubhouse, if you will, for either the Panthers or the Toronto Maple Leafs to emerge from this second round series. And, well, the winner of this Game 7 coming up tomorrow is going to head on to take on the Carolina Hurricanes in the conference final on the eastern side. Before we let you get going here, a happy birthday edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Happy birthday to you, my broadcast partner, Billy Lindsay. And Billy, a May 17th birthday. I'm a June 9th birthday. And Billy, we've said it before. If the Panthers are still playing on your birthday, we're having a good run. If the Panthers are still playing on my birthday, they're having a great run. Yes. So, hey, I know it's a Game 7 coming up. Anything can happen. But, hey, at the beginning of the season, if somebody says, hey, the Panthers are still going to be in it on your birthday with an opportunity to move on to the Eastern Conference Final, I think you probably would have taken
it. Yeah, let's take it. Let's go. Thank you for the happy birthday. And, yes, let's get to your birthday. Still playing hockey. Can't wait for Game Number 7. And yeah, what a run it's the magic carpet ride. We want to stay on it. Let's stay on this carpet and let's keep it going.
Panthers hoping to get to a third straight Stanley Cup final, but they have to get to a third straight Eastern Conference final first before they can do that. And they need to win this Game 7 in order to make that happen. And that Game 7 is tomorrow. Billy, thanks as always for stopping by here on Panthers Insider.
All right, we'll see you on the bird shortly.
That's the birthday boy, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay, kind enough to stop by here on Panthers Insider. And again, Panthers-Leafs Game 7 tomorrow. This second round series will be decided. A 7:30 face-off, 7 o'clock Panthers preview across the radio network. We invite you to tune in Miami-Dade and Broward counties on 560 WQAM, Real Radio 92.1 in the Palm Beaches, Real Radio 101.7 up on the Treasure Coast, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys, 931 on your Sirius XM app and streaming platforms, the Panthers app. Hit that radio button, top right corner. You'll get our broadcast each and every game, and you can sync us up to the national TV broadcast by pausing your TV at a whistle, pressing play on your TV when you hear that same whistle on the radio, the app, online. Big thanks to Billy Lindsay for stopping by here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagan's with you. We'll step aside. We'll come back a little bit more of the Panthers Insider Show coming up on the other side of the break. This is the Florida Panthers Radio Network presented by Baptist Health.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Back here on Panthers Insider. A few more minutes to go here, getting you set for tomorrow night's Game 7. Doug Plagan's with you, Dan Day on the other side of the glass, and a big thanks to Billy Lindsay for stopping by last segment, talking all things Panthers hockey with us. A little more reaction sound from last night's 2-0 loss in Game 6 to Toronto. Panthers head coach Paul Maurice. So let's get right to that as we only have a couple of minutes left on the program. Here was Paul Maurice last night when he spoke to the media first, asked if the Panthers can use their previous Game 7 experience. You know, they won the Stanley Cup in Game 7 back on June 24th, 2024. Can they use that Game 7 experience, for example, heading into tomorrow?
I don't know that you go back too far with anything. We've played Game 7s before. But it's just, you know, we're not going to show any video of those Game 7s. We'll look at our game tonight and see where we can get better.
And one more from Paul Maurice post-game last night. He was asked if he noticed any changes in the Leafs game from Game 5 to Game 6. Of course, the Panthers were 6-1 Game 5 winners, but it was Toronto who won 2-0 last night.
Not nearly as much as everybody in this room is going to write. But that's not, they worked hard, they played hard tonight. But I thought that the last game, but they got killed for that last game. They didn't deserve to, in my opinion. I mean, we had four knucklers go in that probably don't. It was a pretty tight game. Didn't feel like that on the scoreboard. But when you look at the, watch the game and you look at the analytics, that game, the 6-1 game, was the second tightest game of the series. So this one will look a lot like that. There's not as much offense. We had two pretty good offensive teams. There really isn't a whole lot to be had out there. So they played hard. We played hard. It was tight. You know, we had probably four go in last game that I'm not sure you're counting on that happen on a regular basis or even every 10 or 20 games, right? We had a couple go in off sticks. So when you get into a 0-0 game, it's just going to be tight.
Panthers head coach speaking to the media last night. So tomorrow night, Game 7, 7:30 face-off, 7 o'clock Panthers preview on the radio network. I'll be on the call with Billy and Kevin Rogers back in the studio. And you can find it on 560 WQAM, Miami-Dade and Broward County's Real Radio 92.1 of the Palm Beaches, Real Radio 101.7 on the Treasure Coast, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys, SiriusXM app and streaming 931, the Panthers app. Hit that radio button, top right corner. You'll get us there. Sync us up to the national TV broadcast. Pause your TV at a whistle. Press play on your TV when you hear that same whistle on the radio. Big Game 6 in the Western Conference tonight. Winnipeg trailing the Stars 3-2 in their series. The Jets trying to force a Game 7. That game in Dallas tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern. Tomorrow night, 7:30, Panthers and the Leafs, and you can find it across the Panthers radio network. That's it for us this morning on Panthers Insider. For Dan Day on the other side of the glass, I'm Doug Plagans. Thanks again to our guest last segment, Billy Lindsay, for stopping by. Thanks to all of you for tuning in. We will talk to you tomorrow evening for Game 7, Panthers-Leafs from Toronto. This has been the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network, presented by Baptist Health.